Leshwe pressed him from behind, putting a knife to his neck and putting her mouth to his ear.
This is a sham, Stormblessed. This is no contest.
Kaladin squeezed his eyes shut, fighting off the pain of the hit and the cut to his arm, though that finally appeared to be healing. Slowly, but at least it was happening.
We could drop to the ground, fight a duel without surges.
Would you actually do that? I think you cannot spare the time. You're here to interfere with whatever the Lady of Wishes is doing.
Leshwe pulled away in the air, leaving him to turn around awkwardly as he'd done before, with a dropping lurch. She drifted down to eye level with him. Past her, he spotted Syl rising into the air and coming toward him. She made a quick glyph in the air.
Surrender.
Kaladin fixed his attention on Leshwe, so she wouldn't think anything was amiss.
If you give your weapon to me now, I might be able to get the Lady of Wishes to turn aside their pursuer. Together, we could start to work toward a true government and peace for Oshar.
A true government and peace? Your people are in the middle of conquering mine.
And did your leader not conquer his way to the throne? This is the way of your people as well as mine. Besides, you must admit, my people govern better. The humans under our control have not been treated unfairly. Certainly they live better than the singers fared under your domination.
And your god? You can promise me that once humankind has been subdued, he won't have us exterminated?
Leshwe didn't respond.
I know the kind of men who follow Odium. I've known them all my life. I bear their brands on my forehead, Leshwe. I could almost trust you for the honor you've shown me, if it didn't mean trusting him as well.
She nodded, and seemed to accept this as a valid argument. She began lowering, perhaps to engage in that fight he'd suggested, without powers.
Leshwe, I feel the need to point out that I didn't agree to fight you below. I simply noted it was an option.
What is the distinction?
I'd rather you not see this as a broken oath.
Then Kaladin disengaged the Fabriel and pointed it right at Syl before launching himself that direction, straight over Leshwe's head. He didn't wait to see if she gave chase. Syl streaked ahead of him, leading him straight across the room toward the blue pool of water at the center. Guards were there, but the way was open. The other Heavenly Ones kept their distance from him, assuming he was still dueling with Leshwe. He cut the Fabriel right as he passed over the well, then pointed his hand down and engaged it. His aim was true, and he sucked in more stormlight as he hit the water.